Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part two of our two-part series is Iowa Senator for District 12, Amy Sinclair. Okay, and you and I have talked about this before, but for the child labor changes, just to kind of go over everything again, what are those changes? Why allow kids to work longer hours and more jobs, basically?
Yeah, honestly, so the big deal is that we're allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work a little later in the evening, and we're allowing kids to do some things that they may not have been able to do prior to. The big one being able to take alcohol from a bar to a table at a restaurant at 16 and 17 years old. Why would we do that? You know, I can tell the story about my kid last Thursday night who had a track meet. And I don't know if you're familiar with high school track meet. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. He didn't get home from the track meet until 11:30 p.m. He's 16 years old. If that were a job, that wouldn't be legal. And yet we're expecting kids to be just fine doing that with extracurricular activities. But those kids who would rather learn a skill, learn a trade, earn some money, buy a car, save for college so they don't have student loan debt, we're telling them that no, work isn't as important as going and running the 400 hurdles at a track on a Thursday night. Still a school night, still during the school year. Why is it important? It's important for kids who, you know, aren't Carter Sinclair and want to have a job to make money rather than going and running those hurdles. It's important for kids who are looking to get their skills in order before they graduate from high school because they may or may not plan to go on to post-secondary and they want to have a job, but they want to get the skills now to do that. It's important for those kids who are planning to go to college but who don't want to end up with $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 in student debt that they will be strapped with for the next 20 years. Those are the reasons why. The reasons why are to let kids learn the responsibility of showing up at a job on time, of following instructions, of problem solving up at that job. There is so much that can be learned from an on-the-job work experience that kids can never get from a high school education. And giving them the opportunity, the additional hours to do that, only serves them well. There were so many kids, mine being one of them, 14 years old, who wanted a job. He wanted to go and earn money. He wanted to be a contributing member of society. He wanted to do something that was outside of the direct instruction of his parents or his teachers. He wanted some independence, and he couldn't get a job because he couldn't work at a restaurant past, you know, 7 p.m. That becomes a real problem for employers and for those young employees who are really trying to better themselves and to grow some independence and to gain some resilience. And we're just not even giving them the opportunity to do that. So expanding those hours so that the kids who want to, nobody's required, no child is forced into labor. It's for the kids who want to have a job. Again, all of these are done with parental consent. Kids don't go and get jobs without mom or dad knowing and being okay with it. So it's the kids who want to work and whose parents are fine with them doing that who are going to be able to go out and learn those skills and earn those dollars and get themselves set up for a brighter future. That's why. It's an easy why. There were some fixes that were made post the Senate passing it, and the House brought some changes back to it just to put some more safeguards surrounding those 16 and 17-year-olds carrying that beer to the table. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with putting safeguards around things that would potentially be harmful to kids. So we made some changes that really just kind of shored up the safeguards for students working, but allowing kids more hours that are as reflective of what other kids are already doing in extracurricular activities, frankly, only makes sense.
All right. And you just mentioned there some safeguards put in place for the 16, 17-year-olds handling alcohol. Did you hear any concerns or have any concerns with that same topic, just having the teens handle alcohol?
I mean, sure, there's always going to be concerns with teens handling alcohol. Teens drink. Teens drink, they get in trouble, they get hurt. There's always some concerns. But what's funny about Iowa's law was that they couldn't carry the beer from the bar to the table where somebody was going to see it when it arrived. But at 14, they could go bust the table off. And I don't know if you've seen how many drinks are left half finished. If we're really concerned about kids drinking left on the table after the patron had already received it, so our law didn't make sense to begin with. So there's always concerns around teens having access to alcohol. And in addition to those safeguards, two people, not just the bartender, it puts another adult in the space to make sure that that's being handled well. It requires parental waiver and consent to be able to do that. And that's a big deal. Additionally, another one of the safeguards was that no person under the age of 18 years old can be employed by a person who's been determined to be a sexually violent predator or on the sex offender register. That's another important safeguard for kids, again, because we don't want to put kids into a situation where they're going to get harmed or where they're going or they're being set up for failure. And so we did put those safeguards in place, both with the alcohol and with adults who might be out to take advantage of or harm them. And so it was important to get those safeguards in place. I'm glad that the House did it. Not sure why we didn't have that in the original bill, but that's part of the legislative process. Lots of eyes on it, making good changes to make sure we have the right answers. But yeah, as far as having concerns, I already had concerns just with kids bussing tables in places that served alcohol, because somebody who isn't receiving and paying for a drink but leaves a drink is going to be far less concerned about what they left than what they're receiving.
All right. And are there any bills that went through that were of particular interest to you, whether they were just something you thought was really good or, again, just kind of caught your eye?
I guess, you know, I started the year off talking about parental rights and education and property tax relief, and we ended the year with having those two major accomplishments done. And so I was really excited about both of those. A bill that I had personally drafted was a bill that made it so that schools could have an officially sanctioned robotics team at their high schools so that they could access some additional state and federal funds that might be available for those robotics teams. There's some really cool stuff that goes on there, and that was a constituent bill that came to me. I was excited that that got out of the Senate and moved forward. You know, I was glad that we put a fairly healthy level of additional funding into our K-12 public schools. I think we need to have sustainable and adequate funding as we move forward in that process. We want our rural schools to be strong and vibrant, and so I was happy that we got that out the door quickly and onto the desks of superintendents who are doing budgets. Just a lot of good things came out of this session that I'm really excited to have go into effect, but I have to tell you, the property tax reform, as a former county supervisor, just having that be a stronger and more transparent process for property taxpayers probably is the thing I'm happiest about from the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy.
Yeah, always. Always very good to chat with you, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.